Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
All right, Chime Time. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
It's time now for the BetQL Boston Podcast. Let's run the slate with your host, Mike Mutnanski.
We'll get to some Red Sox, some Patriots, and other assorted gamble items coming up. But we're starting the podcast today with a guest, Chris Scheim. Good morning, or now good afternoon, buddy. How are you?
I'm wonderful, Mutt. It's been a while since you and I have actually gotten to sit down and talk about gambling, so I'm excited for today.
Yeah, been a couple days, and we'll get to all that stuff coming up in a few minutes. But to be honest, I brought him in here under the guise of talking about the St. Jude Classic, but I just want to bitch about my favorite golfer going to the LIV Tour. He's our buddy Ryan Hannibal, BetMGM. He just posted a little while ago on his Twitter account his three best bets for the FedEx St. Jude's Championship 2022, the beginning of what is now a three-week PGA playoff. Hannibal, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, you. Sorry for your sadness over Cam Smith, but it is what it is.
I don't want to be sad, but I love Cam Smith. I want to watch him play in PGA events, and it's just – I get why he's doing it. And for those who missed it, he didn't make it official yet, but everyone knows it. He's going to the LIV Tour. Mark Leishman, who cares? That turd, good guy, no one bothered. Adam Scott, don't care with your big putter. But Cam Smith's likable. He's got a great short game. He's got the flowing hair. He wins majors. And because the PGA Tour has done nothing for Australia, he doesn't care about the PGA Tour. He's taking the big fat check. And now Cam Smith's going to be playing like 8 events a year, non-competitive, shotgun starts.
He doesn't play that much to begin with. He's not very marketable. Yes, he's probably the best player in terms of, like, you know, young sort of super, not
he's the number two player in the world.
Young emerging player, but like from like a marketing perspective, when's the last like sound clip of Cam Smith that you like referenced or like his Instagram account? Like, he's not
two beers fit in the claret jug.
He's great on the course, but off the course, he does nothing for me. Like he's kind of indifferent to me.
So you're still, the list is still zero for you in terms of the LIV golfers that have made the leap that have an impact. Jeez Louise.
It's coming to Boston or Bolton in September. Do you have any desire to go?
Now I do, because Cam Smith is my play in that event. Yes.
Well, I don't think he is. I think he wants to stay aboard for the President's Cup, which is late September.
Oh, so he can't bail before he plays in the Presidents.
Correct. Correct.
Well, then, no, I don't have any interest in going to
watch. None.
Dustin Johnson and Bryson DeChambeau. It's cool. It's a big event at the International. It's had big events before, so that's cool. What did you make? We're talking on Wednesday. It sounds like yesterday, and we'll get to the St. Jude's Classic in a second. It sounds like yesterday the PGA Tour had a pretty decisive win in terms of keeping guys like Taylor Gooch and company, I think it's two other golfers, out of playing
Hudson
in the playoffs.
Crawford and Matt Jones, yep.
Yeah, again, three guys I could give a shit about, so I don't really care.
Man, Mutt is fired up today.
I'm annoyed. Well, I'm fired. I like this playoff format, but it felt like yesterday, following like the no laying up guys, it felt like the PGA Tour got a pretty decisive win, to the point where the judges, like, the PGA Tour might have an antitrust battle on their hands against LIV coming up in a couple of months.
Yeah, and then the also thing that was the stuff that came out in the courtroom was that the biggest thing from my end was that the LIV guys, their money that they make during each tournament just comes out of their lump sum. So basically, they're not playing for anything each week. It's literally just an invitational.
Yeah, and so we know with those with those three guys for sure. I guess what we don't know is, and I wouldn't consider any of those guys big players, Taylor Gooch being the closest as a young, talented player, to be like a – do we think the big guns, like do we think they have the same deal, or is this for the bottom-end guys?
That's a good point. I'm sure all the contracts are different. But even still, like, this comes down to the – like, the big thing with the LIV is the world ranking points. And if, you know, some of those guys basically are just showing up, you know, without anything to gain, how can you distribute ranking points? So I think that yesterday kind of showed that there's no chance in the LIV Tour ever getting world ranking points. So they're not going to be able to play really in majors unless they're already qualified, unless they want to go play, you know, a bunch of events in Asia. And besides Patrick Reed, I don't know who wants to do that. So I just think that it was a bad day for LIV in the sense that it probably that's sort of the first, you know, domino to fall, that like world golf ranking points are never going to be part of the LIV Tour.
Shyam, anything on your end on the what happened yesterday?
No. Yeah, I think you summed it up. You're fired up. I kind of let you just off the leash and go.
You.
And so now I'm excited to bet some golf this weekend.
Yeah, that's the other thing, right? To be honest, I've taken a couple of weeks off here. I've not been thrilled. Some of the stars have sat out. Even some of the stars are coming back this week. I'm not sure the motivation, Hannibal. So people that don't know, and you clarify when I get anything wrong. Three-week playoff, we get the top 125. I guess we're down to 122 or 121 now, with Hideki's not going to play this weekend. Berger's not going to play. He's out. Lanto Griffin's got a bad back. And there's a fourth guy who's not going to play. His name I forget. And then thank you. So they'll get FedEx Cup points where they finish here. Then the top 70 go to the BMW next week, which is a no-cut event, so no matter what, they play all weekend. And then the top 30 playing the Tour Championship for the right to win the FedEx Championship overall, which, by the way, Scottie Scheffler is, at least on paper, a prohibitive favorite given the lead he has right now in FedEx Cup points.
Correct. You got that right.
Okay.
Good job,
this event this weekend, St. Jude in Memphis, what stands out to you? What's important to Ryan Hannibal in terms of handicapping and betting the St. Jude? And by the way, all the big guns are here. Anyone you want to see playing, basically, is playing, except for those couple guys we talked about. So it's a star-studded field and looks like a very nice setup for, and weather-wise, an excellent 4 days this weekend in Memphis.
Yeah, so like the FedEx, whatever you want to call it, St. Jude Championship, it has a different name like every year, it seems. This is the first year that it's in the FedEx Cup. But so that means that they've had some course history at this course. It's been there before. TPC Southwind, just outside of Memphis. It's a par 70 course, only two par 5s. I guess from what I've read, it rewards players that keep the ball in play. There's a lot of water on the course. The rough is penalizing. So guys that keep the ball in play have a good chance of winning. It doesn't really reward a longer hitter as opposed to a shorter hitter. So I think, you know, the field's pretty wide open. Bermuda green, so guys that putt well in Bermuda are guys to sort of go with this week. And then also, I think, you know, given the narrow fairways, and players playing out of the rough, scrambling will be a thing to keep an eye on too. So I guess I'm targeting guys that, you know, are good ball strikers, keep the ball in play. And, you know, just because, you know, you're a bomber doesn't mean you have a big advantage this week.
All right, how about from a motivation standpoint? So the way that I think it works is, like, if the guys in the top 10, like real quickly, Scheffler, Smith, Burns, Schauffele, Cantlay, McIlroy, Finau, Thomas, Young, and M, and maybe even more than that. But, like, those guys are almost assured a spot in the BMW next week. So when you're betting this weekend, Hannibal, and you have three picks up, and we'll go through some of your stuff here at BetMGM, are you factoring in motivation at all that, like, hey, so let's say, for example, like Roy McIlroy is already in the top 5 right now. He doesn't necessarily need to win. He hasn't played since the British Open. Like, motivation for those guys at the very tippy top of the market to, like, really go after this week, or like, versus fine-tuning to be ready to go next week at the BMW. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, it's something to consider, but then you also have to factor in, too, like, you want to be number one in the FedEx Cup standings because of the Tour Championship, where, you know, it starts with, if you're number one, you start at whatever, 10 under, and you're number two, you're, you know, 8 under. Like, you want to have that advantage. So even for a guy who's locked into the next 2 weeks, you want to make sure that you're starting the Tour Championship in as high of a spot as possible. So, yeah, maybe, you know, guys that, you know, are already at the top and know they're going to be in the top 10, maybe there isn't that much motivation. It's more of getting their game in the right place for the last two events. But I still think the motivation's there. I'm actually fading Cam Smith this week. I come out and say it. Ooh. I think he's distracted by the LIV tour. I think, you know, his press conference yesterday, all kinds of LIV questions. And, you know, the British Open hangover, like, I'm definitely not on Cam Smith this week.
Well, yeah, he also, and by the way, he doesn't need to win. He can miss the cut, and he's still going to be in the top 30 for, I mean, he's still going to be advancing next week without question. Yes.
And Mutt had mentioned McIlroy. He's the prohibitive favorite, at least, going into the tournament this weekend at the St. Jude. Do you have any interest in playing any McIlroy at all? I mean, he's been red hot in almost every single major this year. I think it was 3 out of 4. He has a top 5 finish in. Do you have any interest in that favorite this weekend?
No, just because the value is not there. Like plus 1,000 to win, plus 190 for a top 5, minus 225 for a top 20. Like there's just not value there. Like I do think he's playing well. I'm sure he's going to have a solid week, especially, you know, with some time off that he's had after the Open. But I, just from a value perspective, it's not really there.
As far as the young guys, I will get to some picks, and there's a standout pick to bet this weekend. Hopefully, we're all on the same page on that pick. But you got a bunch of guys here. You know, Tom Kim, who has been an absolute phenom. The run he's been on. He had a quad to open on Thursday. Wins the tournament going away. He has been unbelievable. But he's in his 20s. Davis Riley, who was up and down last week, another young gun. Cam Young, who we love. Like these young guys, Hannibal, in terms of maybe not just this week, in the next 3 weeks or so, like any added pressure on some of these young guns we're seeing coming up and some real good rookies on tour this year and how you might look at them heading into not just the St. Jude but this playoff run where all three guys that I just mentioned all have a shot to be there in the tour championship in a couple of weeks.
I think like the pressure's off them in a way. Like they've already proven that they belong on tour. There's no real pressure. Like they've, you know, been in contention week in and week out, especially from Cam Young's perspective. So, no, I think, like, they're going to be free-flowing these next 3 weeks, and it's kind of just gravy on what is a great year for them. So I think, honestly, like, they could be more relaxed than some of the other players because no one really thought that they would have any chance of winning the FedEx Cup at the end of the year. Now they're in a position to at least have a chance. So I think that these guys are actually in a good place, and I would add Fagala to that list, too. He's got playing well late, too. That could be sort of a sleeper pick for this week.
So let's get into your picks, Hannibal. What is your favorite, absolute favorite bet on the board this weekend?
Favorite bet on the board? My guy,
just give
Willie
it out.
Z.
Just give it
my
out.
I mean, my guy, Willie Z, top yes. finish.
Let's go.
Yes.
Like plus money for Will Zalatoris in the top 20. Like, come on. That's a steal.
Hannibal, I could not believe that bet was available. So he's my favorite win bet. I 25-1 earlier in the week. He's down to 22-1. He's my favorite win bet anyway. He was in the mix last year, had that great, you saw the clip last night that was going around when he had that walk-in putt. He's middle of the pack and putting all of a sudden. I know he's got some caddy issues going on there, but he's my favorite win bet. And then I look at your article at BetMGM. If you're not reading Ryan's stuff, if you're betting on golf, you're an idiot. I'm just telling you right now, Ryan Hannibal on Twitter. How is he even money for a top 20 finish? I want to empty my account on Willie Z to finish top 20 this weekend.
I think maybe just the caddy thing and then, you know, his last two events, T20, T21, but like maybe the caddy thing is a big deal to the odds makers. He got rid of his longtime caddy in the middle of the tournament last week. It's crazy.
Wild.
But I think because he already had his replacement like in place, it seems like he walked in this veteran named Joel Stock. So to me, it seems like once he got the approval from Joel, he's like, all right, Ryan, you're out. This guy's in. Wild to fire your caddy after shooting a 66 in the second round. But I think this might, honestly, might put him in the right place. We've kind of seen this a little bit on tour with guys. If they, like, obviously, he's looking for his first win. He's been in contention. So maybe just this little tweak is something that he thinks will put him over the top. I kind of like the change for him. I think he kind of needs something to change things up a little bit. And like you said, he's in a good spot this week.
What else stands out to you? I know you like Willie Z, even money. I like him at 22-1, 25-1, where we can get him winning outright here in Memphis. What else stands out? What else do you like this weekend at the St. Jude's, Hannibal?
I like Sam Burns. I think he's in a good place. He lost in a playoff last year at this event, so he's got the course history there. He grew up playing on Bermuda greens. He's played well in them this season. He doesn't have a top 25 in his last four events, but I think that the last couple of weeks off could serve him well to sort of get that rest and now being back on track. People forget he's won three times this year. He's obviously not in Scottie Scheffler territory, but he's having a great year. I think he's the guy to look out for. And, I have him in my article as a top 10 at plus 240, but I wouldn't mind throwing some money on him to win outright at BetMGM at least at 2,800. He's a guy that I think people aren't talking about as much as they should.
Yeah, 30-1 on DK right now, Scheim, if you want to jump in and play that. He's one of those guys that has not played since the Open. He had, I believe, a 42nd in the Open, has taken the time off since then, and is in a he's in a legitimate striking distance, depending on what happens the next couple of weeks, to actually win the thing and steal it from Scheffler. Who do you want to bet this weekend, Scheim, since you're now addicted to golf betting?
Yeah, I mean, as addicted as I can be here. I look at this. I look at the FedEx Cup standings, and I believe in Mutt's motivation theory, if you will. And so a guy like Xander Schauffele to me stands out, right? He's had a lot of success this season. I understand he's the second favorite on the board, but still, I like the idea of a top five finish at 3-1. Do you see any value in Schauffele this week?
Yeah, I mean, he's probably the hottest guy, on tour consistently. Like, he won the Travelers, he won the Genesis. It was decent at the Open. You can't go wrong with that. And obviously, the break, I think, helps all these guys. Like, I'm not going to fade guys that haven't played, since the Open. So, no, you can't go wrong with that. Probably if this course seems to suit him too, ball strikers course, he's a guy that keeps the ball in play, makes some putts. So, yeah, I don't hate the Schauffele play.
Mutt, you said you had Mutt, you said you had a bet that you are in love with. What is your bet?
His name's Will Zalatoris.
Oh, okay, okay.
I loved him outright, and the even money on the top 20. Like it'll be stupid, and I'm gonna feel dumb when he doesn't hit. It feels like a ridiculous value. Like I just don't, for a player of his talent going into a playoff run, who is like primed and ready to go, who played well here last year, and who putts okay here. And putting's his issue, and he's hit the confidence of the new. To me, that's my favorite. As sort of long shots go, it'll be a very small bet, pizza money wise. But I gotta go with the hot hand of Scott Stallings here, Hannibal. I mean, he's not somebody that I was super interested in earlier in the year, but all of a sudden, late in summer, Scott Stallings has come alive. I'm just trying to pull it up right now, have it in front of me. He played this event years ago. He hasn't played since 2018, but had a 30th and a 37th. He's 10th and 13th the last 2 weeks, so two top 15s outright. He's right there in the middle. Like he's done enough damage in the tour this year. He's actually 41st. So he's one of these guys. How about motivation, guys? Like he has a couple of good weeks. He's going to play in the – Scott Stallings to play in the tour championship. And so these guys in the 40s and 50s who with a couple of good rounds can make a run, he's 100-something to 1 to win the thing. But he's 3.5 to 1 to be a top 20 finish. He's 20 to 1 top five, 8 to 1 top 10. I want to buy on this little mini heater of Scott Stallings. Hannibal, your thoughts?
I didn't realize just how much of a heater he's on. Like he's got four straight top 13 finishes. Like I wouldn't, knock it against him for not qualifying for the stuff in Europe. Like that's fine to me. He probably got a couple weeks off that benefited him. I don't hate that play at all. I think he grew up in Massachusetts, I believe, but he lives
really?
In Tennessee now. Yeah, you know that? Him and Mac Jones have the same No Bull sponsor.
Ooh, look at that.
Do they really?
Yeah. Yep. He did some on-course stuff, actually. Mac Jones did at the Players' Championship with Scott Stallings. So he's a local guy. He's a big Pats fan. But so after he grew up in this area, he moved down to Tennessee. So you can kind of factor in sort of the hometown element too this week. So a lot of stuff pointing towards Scott Stallings.
Yeah, was born here, went to Oak Ridge, and then went to Tennessee Tech. How about that? It's his home state. It's a home game. Sign me up on Scott Stallings, Chris Schein. Let's go.
Mutt is locked in, ladies and gentlemen. Book it.
And the other guy is sort of on a little bit of a mini heater as of late is the Canadian Taylor Pendrith, who is a similar sort of price. He's like 100-1 somewhere in there. He finished second at the RMC a couple back, 13th at the Wyndham. He has no course history here whatsoever, and his putting sometimes gets away from him. But again, I'm going on the heater there and somebody on the drive. And I have less conviction on Pendrith than I do Scott Stallings, but I like the fact that some of these guys that have been really, really chalky pieces here, guys, the last couple weeks, because these tournaments have not been filled with great fields, so the great players are all, you know, sort of getting bet. There are some pretty good players. We've mentioned a bunch of them that are all like in that 20 to 30 range, which makes it a much more, to me, Hannibal, a much more fun betting event than we've had the last couple of weeks.
No question. I mean, we've missed the top players the last couple of weeks for sure. I mean, I've bet every event, but they're just not, you know, you don't get into it as much. You don't really watch it as much. Like the last couple of Sundays,
same.
I think I just, you know, check the app. I haven't sat down to watch, but I will definitely be watching this week. My last pick, going with the guy that's crushed it at this place, Chez Reavie. I got him for a top 20 finish at plus 333. Six appearances. He's never finished worse than 27th, and he's got three top six finishes in his last four trips. So that's pretty great value to me. And then also, he's playing pretty well coming off of the win at the Barracuda last month. So Chez Reavie, guy with course history at this place. You know, why not? Why not take a shot on him?
So the other guy I actually had a question about is Sahith Theegala. I have an awful time pronouncing that name. But the last Theegala, time I had a feeling about Theegala. The last time I had a feeling about Theegs, he finished tied for second at the Travelers.
Ooh.
Hannibal, your thoughts on Theegs this weekend? Because I am right now, he is top 20 finish is just over 3-1, and I really am like drooling at that play.
He's kind of been like hit or miss this year. Like it's boom or bust with him for sure. And I think that's sort of the thing with him. He knows it too. Like, he, you know, wants to get the most out of his events. I think he's the guy that could contend here. Obviously being a rookie doesn't have any course history at this place, but he's a great ball striker. I'm reading a story now that he had a top 10 finish, his first top 10 on the PGA Tour at the Sanderson in Jackson, Mississippi. And they have the same grass there, so that's something to look at. He, you know, has the same. That's, you know, a nerdy thing in golf betting, but the grass.
Hey, that matters there, so. When you're looking at the nitty gritty. That
is it. Bermuda,
that
is it hybrid? What are we putting on this week? Absolutely.
Right. So he won on Bermuda. He finished in the top 10 in Bermuda. So you know, he's the guy that like. The guy too is a guy that I look for, or I haven't done it yet, but he's a guy to look for when you live bet. Like if he has a good first round and you see, you know, better value, I would jump on it because then you kind of know it's a good week. Like he's definitely boom or bust, so maybe check in with him after the first or second round to see how he's doing. Because if he's playing well, you know, he's probably going to be in contention come Sunday.
Yeah, it's super fun to live bet in a state where I can't live bet. It's awesome.
It's wonderful.
It's
isn't
so
it?
Fun when you're sitting there like, oh, this guy's a great price right now. I got to get my car, go drive. To go put the money on this guy. I'll give you one more that I know is going to be on my card this week. And that's Hardo Billy Horschel, who is 40-1 going into the tournament. He's 8-1 for a top five. He's 3.5-1 for a top 10. He has played here, and he's played here well. Last 5 years, 17th, 25th, 9th, 51st, and 4th. He was 27th last week. He's in that mix for a playoff run here. He's one of these guys that just, like Kevin Kisner, Hannibal, to me, takes golf so seriously that I want to be around these guys when the golf matters more. I don't think he shies away from it. He's a lunatic. His veins be popping out of his arms.
I was just going to say that.
But at 40-1, I'm going to have a little Billy Horschel this weekend as well.
I was just going to say, he is kind of a golf hardo. Last week I was watching, he was in the middle of the fairway, and he was yelling at guys in their house to be quiet. Like, just hit the golf shot.
That's Shy at Chelmsford Country Club. When you go down 9, this little fence, a house right
yes.
there. Shy's like, put some food on the fence for us.
Like, why are you mowing your lawn right now? What are we doing?
But yes, I think he is a guy. Like he's had a ton of success in Florida, and these courses kind of mimic TPC Southwind. So another thing to add into the Billy Horschel camp. I don't hate the bet at all. I think he's the guy that you want to look to sort of back in this event too. And I believe he won the FedEx Cup at one point too. So he's had some success, you know, winning the thing overall. So Billy Horschel is a guy that I don't hate backing this week.
All right, make sure you check out Ryan's column. He details the three picks and why he likes them. He talked about them here. Sam Burns, top 10. Willie Zalatoris, top 20. And Chez Reavie, top 20 finish. A guy
I get my
well.
Pick to win.
I'm going to get – hold on. I love this game. Let me look here. Your pick.
We haven't mentioned his name once, I don't think.
Justin Thomas.
Nope.
You want to guess, Shine Time?
Patrick Cantlay.
Nope. Scotty Scheffler.
I mean, we did mention him, so you threw a shot.
You chalk eating turd. Oh, number one player in the world. Ooh, leader of the footer. Ooh. He's played well here, too. 14th, 15th, and 43rd. Yep. The last 4 years has not played since the Open. I didn't look last year. Did he have the same? But it's also not. They changed the calendar. This was a WGC event the last couple of years.
I think it was just. It was just in August. It's not like a big seasonal change.
Yeah. Well, it's also. I think it's. It was a WGC. I think it was a no cut event. I just wondered.
Only 70 players. Correct. Yep.
Did he? I wonder. Did he take that same tack? Like, did he go from the Open to this event? I would love to know. But I mean, I'm. I've been drafting actually Lou's doing some reads for him right now, Underdog Fantasy. They're doing a playoff best ball type thing. And I every time I've gotten first pick, I've taken Scheffler for the next 3 weeks. So I'm with you on Scotty. It's just tough to stomach, 16-1 in a field like this. And I don't know if he's going to be super motivated to go win, given that he's basically a lock to get to the Tour Championship. And like you said off the air, I have some ridiculous lead going in. If he's the number one guy, he gets some like massive stroke gain heading into that tournament, right?
I mean, he wants to make sure that he has that. I think I heard his press conference on Tuesday. He's talking about how the time off is very beneficial. Like, he was worn down after the Open, and he's been off for, a month plus. I think he's back. I'm big on Scotty. And not to mention, he's my one-and-done guy this week. I need a big week out of him to close out
year. You had him left? You still have him won it? Are you in the mix to cash in one-and-done this year?
I am. Okay. Yeah. This is a big week for me, so I need something out of Scotty.
Scott Scheffler's fine, but Scotty Stallings might be a better play.
Not a one-and-done.
All right. Ryan Hannibal on Twitter. BetMGM. Anything coming up, Hannibal, we want to tell the people about?
No, just the weekly stuff, plugging along. Golf betting is definitely getting bigger than people think. I think people are starting to take notice of it. And I would say come, next year with the full calendar year, hopefully with betting in Massachusetts, it can really take off. So definitely, keep tabs.
How much do you miss being at training camp?
Honestly, not at all.
My man, good call.
I do not miss sitting in the 95-degree heat on the hill for two and a half hours. No, I haven't missed it once.
I'm sure Andy Hart's texting every freaking day. I'm sure
he is.
Sure he is. Ryan, excellent job, buddy. We will bother you next week for the BMW.
Love it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks Hannibal.
That's our guy, Ryan Hannibal, joining us here on BetQL Boston. Chris Schein, Mike Benansky with you. I'm excited for the golf this weekend. I'm excited that we are getting a chance to talk about a Patriots preseason game tomorrow on this podcast, Chris Schein. I listened again to you guys today, breaking down all things Patriots on the Greg Hill Show. And based on the last 48, 72 hours at Patriots camp, it's an absolute shit show on offense.
It is a disaster. What it seems like. And I, for one, am reveling in it because I find it hilarious. And the people are still smoking the Bill Belichick smoke.
You might be on the wrong mic in your new studio. Might be happening. Might be on the wrong mic.
How about now? Is that better?
Hey, you're on the right mic. Keep that in there.
I just needed to turn the mic around.
Oh, well, there you go. You sound a lot better now. We'll lose the Patriots tomorrow. I think it's better if we wait, Shine, because I don't know. It doesn't sound like Mac's going to play, but we might have some more info tomorrow at this time.
Yeah, that's what.
Who's going to play, who's not going to play. We should talk about it, about the game. If we have any betting angles to the game tomorrow, we should try to do some work on it and get them out tomorrow on the podcast.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I'm going to preview the preseason game today with the Six Rings guys, Andy and Fitzy, and so then tomorrow you and I can preview it gambling wise
from a gambling perspective. Yes. And I don't know what's going to be there. To be honest, I think I saw Dayball say that guys might play a series or two, so it might be something there. But
we
shall
see.
Sounds,
I highly doubt Mac Jones plays.
Yeah, I mean, I would not put based on the way the offense is played.
Bailey Zappi props.
I think I'm sure they'll offer him up, right? There'll be some Bailey Zappi props. Well, I mean, the other guy, if he plays, Ramondre Stevenson. I mean, the entire world is telling me how great Ramondre Stevenson is getting paired to Marshawn Lynch and
let's dial it back.
Le'Veon Bell by our two guys at WEEI.com. So
I compared him to Aaron Jones when he got drafted. I said that was the ceiling.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Well,
but that was the ceiling. I don't think he's there yet.
Jump. Great. Awesome. Barry Sanders next. I want to compare him to Barry Sanders.
Stop it. I said Aaron Jones.
Christian
Okoye. Like I said, a Hall of Fame running back, for Christ's sakes.
Aaron Jones might be a Hall of Famer someday. He's a pretty good player.
Especially because he might lead the Packers in receptions this
receptions
season,
this year. Absolutely. I could not agree more. Baseball, Red Sox, and Braves, they are officially playing out the string, folks. And so there'll be certainly betting opportunities every night, both with or against the Red Sox. Tonight, I'm going to be on the over of 9 runs. And the reason why, Chris Shine,
in my mind.
doing the Red Sox pregame show notes for this morning, I was not too stunned to find out this, that Nick Pivetta in his last eight starts has allowed eight home runs, which is not very good. But Kyle Wright, who's been a good pitcher for the Braves this year, allowed four home runs in his last start and now nine home runs in his last five starts. So in their last combined 13 starts, these guys gave him 14 home runs. I want to bet the over. And given the way the ball was flying around Fenway Park last night, 9-7 your final, I'm punching the over nine runs at -115 tonight, Red Sox and Braves.
Oh, perfect. There you go.
That's my idea.
I am on the over of nine here in this game. It's just the Red Sox stink. Pivetta has gotten rocked of recent, and that's it. That's as far as I need to go.
I'll give you one more from a player prop perspective. Marcell Ozuna.
Okay.
Outfielder/DH for the Atlanta Braves.
I'm listening.
Career numbers against Nick Pivetta. Three. Count them. One, two, three career home runs, batting over 400. So you want to take his total base prop at +110. I don't hate it.
Yeah, I like that. That's
and
awesome.
These guys, I'm telling you right now, the DraftKings is smart. What they've done is they were mispricing total base props for away batters at Fenway Park earlier in the year. And now, I mean, they've really, really figured it out. Like Darby Swanson is over 1.5 prop of total bases down to -105.
Dansby Swanson?
I'm sorry, what'd I call him?
Darby.
I'm sorry. Darby Swanson. Dansby Swanson. -105. At over 1.5. Let's see right here. Matt Olson, who's a lefty but uses the other side of the field, is only +105. Okuna is -110 for over 1.5 total bases. So they have really jacked up these prices because you're playing at Fenway Park, a million doubles in that building, which makes it fun. But we're going to be on the over, and some Marcell Ozuna may get both of those tonight on Mutt's Big Bet. One other note here, Shine, before we get out, and maybe this will be – maybe this will be not that important by the time that this thing posts at 1:30 this afternoon. Governor Baker has until tomorrow to sign the gambling bill.
Wait, he still hasn't signed it. That's right. Jesus H.
So he told MassLive.com. Well, let's. I want to read this quote for you. See, since you haven't read this today, I don't know if this would come up today.
Oh God.
On the Greg.
Am I about
show.
To be depressed, yelling, or excited?
I don't know. Headline, Governor Baker offers support for substance of bill, but is still, quote, working through the details.
What is there to work for? All he said to us prior to this bill actually getting done, miraculously getting done, is, yeah, they bring a bill to me, I'll sign it. Just sign the damn bill!
Lawmakers sent the governor a compromised sports betting bill last week, and Baker said Tuesday that he is, quote, still working through the details and obviously will be done with that bill sometime in the next couple of days. Jeez. Baker has until Thursday to sign the bill, send it back to lawmakers with amendments, or veto it. So he's not signing it as is, or he's trading this for something else. I mean, he's a lame duck governor, so I don't know what the point is. He said it's certainly something we support. I had heard speculation that maybe he was waiting till tomorrow so he can sign it in a ceremony at Gillette Stadium for the Pats and Giants game, some sort of tie-in.
That'd be kind
of
cool.
Remember, Baker was the one who, remember Kraft sent the plane for the COVID masks a couple years ago
and
did them a solid, so this would be like a free pub thing for...
Ooh, so like in the pregame announcements, Baker's out on the field at the podium and he signs the bill?
Or even before, like you do some like ceremony before the game where Bob Kraft is there. He also, to be fair, if the Red Sox are lobbying for this, if the Patriots are lobbying for this, he could be telling us that he may be trying to amend this to say, that's fine, we want you to have these licenses for the casinos and the race books. We want the stadiums to have an opportunity.
Oh.
Like I am just saying that zero substance. But like when he's talking about working through the details, what is he still waiting on?
If that's
like,
the case, like if that ends up being the case, I'd love it. I'd be into it.
So would I. Gosh. I suspect he's going to sign up. I'm just saying we can't even get started on this. Although I was tipped off that the Mass Gaming Commission is already accepting license applications.
Bang!
For
let's go
mobile betting. So
good job, Gaming Commission.
So maybe we'll know by tomorrow at this time where it's going to be signed. But as of right now, it's not signed. Anything else, Chris Scheim? Great to talk with you again, buddy. Glad everything's well.
Yeah,
glad
it was wonderful to talk to you.
Yeah. Good.
And we're no longer in a heat wave, so I can actually go out and enjoy golf again. It's going to be wonderful.
Yeah, we ended up playing Sunday for Carter's last team event. It was a family. They did like a family day.
Yep.
But it was Sunday at 3:30. So it was, while it was fun, it was absolute. I mean, it was the hottest
disastrous.
Possible time.
Disastrous. Yeah, I was also out Sunday. My father, my brother, and I played at Four Oaks in Draken. And beautiful course.
It's too hot.
But it was so hot. And it, shockingly enough, I never would have expected. The course felt like waterlogged in spots.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't understand it. Like the greens and some spots around the greens were waterlogged. And then there was other parts of the fairway where the grass was burnt to a crisp.
That's weird. I'll tell you what. So. Our track, Chelmsford, is still in good shape.
It's a nice place. It's a good place. They do a good job.
All right, so tomorrow we will be have Red Sox Orioles preview for you. We have Patriots Giants preview, and we'll see what's going on in the first round of the St. Jude, which starts very early tomorrow. So set your DraftKings lineups tonight, 6:30 a.m., I believe, Eastern time on Thursday. Great to talk to you, Chime. We'll talk tomorrow, buddy. Thank you.
I'm so excited about
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgambling.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.